It's Monday, December 19th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The 306 Republican electors who are supposed to cast their votes today for President-elect Donald Trump have been subject to intense campaigns orchestrated by anti-Trump forces to convince them that they alone can block him from the White House. For example, the Washington Post reports that one Republican elector named Rex Teeter, a 59-year-old music teacher and preacher, received about 35,000 emails and 200 letters urging him not to support Donald Trump. A group known as the Hamilton Electors have been organizing efforts to contact electors in hopes of changing their minds. They believe the goal to deny Trump seems reachable, if not probable. The group needs to identify just 37 Republicans willing to vote for some other candidate, at which point the choice of president would shift to the U.S. House of Representatives. Leftists are getting desperate now, as illustrated by filmmaker Michael Moore's comments on MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes.
Listen, we are hours away now from the Electoral College coming together on Monday. This needs protest. This needs people's voices. You can go to vigilsforamerica.org, and they have the list of all the state protests at the state capitals this weekend and on Monday. People need to have their voice heard. Don't say to yourself, well, what's the use? Nothing's going to happen. You don't know that. That's why we have to keep fighting. We have to fight all the way to Inauguration Day and then be ready for them to start the day after the inauguration, passing law after law after law.
And you think protesting on Inauguration Day and
protesting, obstructing, disrupting, civil disobedience. I mean, the man has no right to enter that house.
There appears to be hope for Hyun-Soo Lim, the 62-year-old South Korean-born Canadian pastor who was sentenced to hard labor for life in December 2015 for what North Korea absurdly claims was an attempt to overthrow the regime, reports Reuters. Diplomats from Canada paid a rare visit to North Korea last week and were able to see the Canadian pastor. In January, Lim told CNN he spends 8 hours a day digging holes at a labor camp. A middle school football team's coach near Tallahassee, Florida, was reprimanded for kneeling along with his team while his players prayed, reports Fox News. This time, the Grinch behind the brouhaha was the atheist group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. An October 7th video shows Coach Eddie Metcalf, quote, taking a knee, unquote, in the pregame huddle. Coach Metcalf said, quote, the prayer in question was a student-initiated prayer, and I was kneeling with them. I didn't know I couldn't. But since then, I've been instructed on that particular situation. When the kids start to pray, I have to walk away and turn my back, unquote. Acts 5:29 says, we must obey God rather than man. For the 13th consecutive year, the Pro-Life Action League organized the Peace in the Womb Caroling Day, bringing the Christmas message of peace and joy to the darkness of abortion mills in 60 cities across 28 states, reports Life News. Eric Scheidler, the executive director, said, quote, we will never truly have peace as long as unborn children are not even safe in their mother's wombs. Christmas is a time of reconciliation. Jesus was born to reconcile the world to himself, and it is our hope that every mother will be reconciled to her unborn child, no matter how difficult the circumstances, unquote. A fuel tanker slid over a concrete wall, burst into flames, and exploded early Saturday due to an ice storm and slick roads on Interstate 95 through Baltimore, Maryland, reports WTOP Radio. The explosion resulted in a 67-car pileup and 3 fatalities. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, went too far in April when he issued a homosexual workplace executive order, according to Louisiana Judge Todd Hernandez's ruling last Wednesday, reports World Magazine. The judge sided with Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry, who claimed the order went too far by demanding organizations compromise their beliefs on marriage and sexuality as a condition for winning government contracts. A new study conducted by the Evangelical Alliance in Britain finds that 9 out of 10 evangelicals in the UK will either volunteer or give to charity during the Christmas season. That's about 8 times the generosity found in the wider population. Jesus said, "It is better to give than to receive." Acts 20:35. 15-year-old Ryan Manchester says he thought someone was trying to break into his Frederick, Maryland home on December 5th when he heard banging at the door, reports the Frederick News Post. Instead, he found a fully grown deer dashing, not through the snow, but behind the Christmas tree and through the living room as he tried to break out through a window. The deer won't be helping Santa deliver any gifts this Christmas Eve, since Manchester got his father's gun and shot the animal between the eyes from behind his living room couch. Now there's a conversation stopper, and that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, December 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember the worldview in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.